Good morning. Today we have a question about Chol HaMoed. In general, commerce does not continue on Chol HaMoed. We shut our businesses, we close our stores, etc., unless it's something that's necessary for Chol HaMoed, unless it fits into one of the heterim to stay open. So the following question was posed to the Ben Ish Chai, and he responds in his tshuvas, Torah Lishma, as follows. There was a sapar, there was a barber shop, a barber that obviously was closing, was not doing business on Chol HaMoed. We don't cut hair on Chol HaMoed. But what he wanted to do was to open his shop, not to give haircuts, but to hang out with people. He wanted to get together with his friends, and a barbershop is a place that people congregate, so he just wanted to go to his shop, open up, and hang out with his buddies. Or a similar question, he was asked both of these questions as somebody who had a store, not something that was selling items necessary for the Chag, for example, milk and other necessities, but it was like a house or a store that he was open for business all the time, and he was should be closed on Chol HaMoed, but again, he wanted to open up not to sell anything. He just wanted to get together with his friends, and that was the place that they congregated. And the question was, in both of those situations, the barber and the houseware store, could they open up and be a place to congregate? So he responds as follows, Vaday shetzarech limchos biyadam. You absolutely need to rebuke them. Both of them, whether we're talking about the barber shop or those people who are selling, because of three reasons that it's problematic to have a store open, even if it's not engaging in commerce. Number one, it's a chilul Hashem to have a store open, a barber shop open on Chol HaMoed. Number two, maris ayin. He says that the people who see it, and he includes both Jews and non-Jews, think that the person is opening on Chol HaMoed, and malach is aser. So he's giving off the appearance of being engaged in commerce, giving haircuts, etc. So that is a problem of Maris Ayin. And number three, he says it's a disgrace for the Moed. It's a disgrace for Chol HaMoed to have the store open, even if there's no engagement in commerce. And he brings a quasi-proof from a Mishnah in Maseches Tainis that talks about if there is a lack of rain in Eretz Yisrael, that the Beis Din institutes various sets of Tanesim, various sets of fast days, and one of them, it says the Beis Din goes in three sets days. The Beis Din decrees that there will be three sets of fast days, and as part of the restrictions on those days, you can't do malacha, and you can't wash, and you can't anoint yourself, you can't wear shoes, etc. And part of it includes v'noalin et hamerchatzos, and also you would close up the wash houses, the shvitzes. So he says, based on that, we see there that you're not allowed to wash. And in addition, you have to close up the bathhouses. So he says, what is that adding to us? It's actually discussed in the Gemara there. So he says, Hare afilu b'tani sibra, even on a fast day, that we have simply a gzeir of chazal. It's not a deraisa about Chol HaMoed. It's not on the same level as Chol HaMoed. It's simply instituted by Chazal that they should have a set of fast days, and nonetheless, they had to close up the shvitzes, the bathhouses, and they didn't even have permission to open them. They couldn't open them even if people weren't going to be washing in them. So Kal Vachomer, he says, based on that, if that applies when Chazal instituted fast days, Kal Vachomer, when it applies to Chol HaMoed, that it would be prohibited to open the stores, just like the bathhouse would be prohibited to open up the barbershop or the houseware store, even if no commerce is done, because of the aforementioned reasons, Chilul Hashem, Marasayin, and it's a zilzul for the Yontif, for the Chol HaMoed. Have a wonderful day.